This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. We want to talk to our man, Darren Eales. He's the president of Atlanta United. We do it every week, guys, and this is a big night tonight. Hopefully we can find a way, but I got to be honest, as we bring Darren on to the WadeFord.com hotline, Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer, that our work is cut out for us tonight, Darren. And, you know, we talk about trophies and being involved in Champions League, which is great, but we didn't put ourselves in a really good position after the first leg of this match, did we?
No, afternoon, chaps. No, it's a strange game because that first half we were flying, creating a lot of chances, and you know it's just that's the nature of soccer. Sometimes you know scoring those goals, and it's a different game. But you know 0-0, they got a soft goal from a corner kick, and then you know we were pushing it, and but we're still a young team, and I think you know there's a little bit where perhaps we just left ourselves exposed, and you know credit to Philadelphia Union, they hung in there with a great goalkeeping performance in the first half, and then they were pretty ruthless. Second half when they got their chances, but as you say, it's left us a bit of a mountain to climb. But you know, soccer's a funny old game. I think you know the way we've got to approach today is, you know, that first 15 minutes. If we can nick something and just put a little bit of pressure on Philadelphia, then you never know.
I mean, the atmosphere was great. The roof was open last Tuesday night. And as Darren said, guys, if you were there, you watched. I mean, tremendous scoring opportunities. We know that Blake is arguably the best goalkeeper, certainly the best, no disrespect to Brad, but he's the best young, you know, U.S. goalkeeper. But it just, oh, I mean, Darren, we've seen it a million times. Carl and I said it when you don't make those goals count. What about Marcelino Moreno? Our buddy Felipe Cardonas was saying that he's come off the wing in previous experience out of South America. Is there going to be a change in how Moreno's being used by United?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I think, you know, he's been playing out on the left, which is in a position he's been comfortable with before. He's played in that position with Lanús when he was in Argentina. He also played centrally for us a little bit at the end of last season. So he is a flexible player, and you know, we do have Ezekiel out tonight and Jürgen, so we're a little bit thin in terms of wingers. So I'm not sure how that will play into it. But, you know, he's someone that, look, he did a great move to get the penalty against New England. You know, Marcelino's someone that we're hoping to, that's really going to kick on this season. So, you know, we're going to need him more than ever tonight.
Darren, and I asked first, there's a two-part question. First part is, do you or Carlos ever involve yourselves in the starting 11? First part. Second part is no Joseph, no Barco, no Miles Robinson, no George Bello in the starting 11 in our last match. And I'm wondering, was that a function of trying to save, you know, some guys and knowing what we were up against tonight and, you know, how much that plays into those decisions?
Yeah, so first one, Carl, no, I mean, Gabby has complete, you know, authority over the first 11, so we don't get involved in terms of the 11 that Gabby picks for the team. I think, look, what is interesting, and, you know, at the moment, of the five teams that made the Champions League, we're in fifth place. We've got the most points. So Columbus, you know, last year's champions, who everybody thought, you know, would strengthen and would go from strength to strength, they haven't even scored a goal yet in MLS. And I think, you know, part of that is the function of you have these games, whether it's in Costa Rica or Central America, you're playing midweek. So at the start of the season, it is tough to balance both of those. And I think, you know, what Gabby was looking to do in terms of the game against New England was to rotate because, you know, we had a lot of games in a short space of time. And, you know, I think, you know, that is difficult. It's difficult in the salary cap league. You know, Portland rested players to their game midweek and lost 4-1. So, you know, that's the nature of MLS. It's competitive and it's hard to balance both. But, you know, what we really need tonight, and I love the spirit that's in the camp, and, you know, Gabby's still going for it. You know, this is something we still have a chance, albeit we've left ourselves a mountain to climb. But, you know, 3-0, if we could get that first goal, then trying to have a chance, a bit of pressure on, you just never know. And, you know, that's what we'll be looking to do, and that's certainly been the focus of the squad.
It's a Darren Dills with us, guys, president of Atlanta United, Five Stripes in action against Philadelphia. Second leg, two parts to this in CONCACAF. Carl and I, because I've only been admittedly following soccer hardcore since 07, I don't want to misspeak. It just seemed like there was a lot of dirty pool from Philadelphia once they got the lead. Now, I know in CONCACAF, sometimes with an international official, you may get a little more juice. But Jose Andres Martinez, we saw a lot of guys taking dives. They were grabbing. They were faking injuries, it sure looked like. How much of that can you first speak to, and how much of that is acceptable gamesmanship?
No, I mean, look, I think, you know, one person might say what you said, Mike, and the other would say that was savvy, you know, gamesmanship to get the win. I mean, what's ironic is we had MLS referees. I don't know whether when they're doing a CONCACAF game, they feel like they have to turn into CONCACAF refs. But if it was the other way around, we'd say that was savvy gamesmanship and we played well and we were experienced. But, you know, I always get frustrated when you have that amount of time wasting, and then when they add the number of minutes to the end of the half, it doesn't bear any resemblance to the time wasting that's gone on before. And, you know, there's one incident in particular where we'd had the foul. You know, it was a blatant foul. We're trying to take it quickly, and the ref stops to book in, and that takes like 4 minutes for him to book the player, you know. So that I think is a little bit frustrating. But, you know, what I would say is Philadelphia Union are a veteran team. They play together for a long period of time. And I think, you know, the one thing I would say that we have to have, and I'm more guilty than anyone, is some patience in the process. You know, we have a young team, and we've got a new coach, and we played against the team Philadelphia. I think we saw that in the way that they approached the second half, that have been together a long time, that, you know, were able to ride the difficult first half where we totally dominated. And then, you know, they got the goal from a set piece, and then they frustrated us and did all the things that good veteran teams do. Now, we've got to learn from that. And, you know, for me, the one good thing about this competition happening so early is it's very early on in our sort of building of the squad in this season. So hopefully by the time we get to what we hope is playoffs and success there, we'll have learned from this.
Darren, I'm curious how we create more chances. 6 goals scored this season, 2 from penalty kicks. So, you know, the question is, as we head into the night, can we score 3 goals or more? And we've struggled outside of these penalty kicks. How do we create more chances and become more fluid offensively?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, we've got to work on getting it together. But what I would say, Carl, is, I mean, we created 6 or 7 gilt-edged chances in the first half against Philadelphia. So, you know, I know people will take the stats that suit them. I know Doug at the moment in the AJC sort of picking and choosing those that fit. But we were all over Philadelphia in that game, and you were there at the game, Mike. I mean, look, Right. Literally, Philadelphia couldn't get out of their half. The press was relentless. We were creating chances. Marcelino had one toe poke that looked like it was going to go in. You know, and the other thing we've got is Joseph coming back, and, you know, we know it's going to take time. I think each game that he's played, he's looked sharper. And so that's the other thing we've got that's, you know, going for us, as the team gets to know each other and team gets more used to playing in the style that Gabby wants them to play. We're going to get a fitter and fitter Joseph as well to help finish them off. So I've got no doubt, you know, we need a little bit of patience. But again, I'd take that first half of Philadelphia. I think the number of chances we created there was phenomenal. And that's what we've got to try and do, you know, in all the games going forward.
Right, we just gotta finish. Darren Eales joins us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. And that's the thing. I mean, I can bellyache all I want about, you know, this team doing this or that, but we've got to make our opportunities count. How much on the defense, Darren, is a byproduct of what you're talking about? Young guys coming together, learning to play together, because it's happened a few times. And, Carl, it's like the equivalent of, you got him, I got him. No, you got him. And we're allowing those opportunities. Is that just going to get tightened up over time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, as you say, we saw that in the game against Philadelphia. There was a couple of pieces of miscommunication that caused the breakdown for them to attack us in transition. And that's something that you know, should get better from week to week as the team gets used to playing with each other. So I'd tell you, I have confidence that that's going to happen. I think, to be fair, early on, you know, when we had the rotation that had been together through preseason, I think we had that sort of defensive stoutness. I think, you know, we are trying to bring in a couple of players into that team, and that's going to take a little bit of time.
Darren, good luck tonight. We'll be obviously watching, listening right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we'll get a chance to chop it up with you next week. Hopefully our guys can do something special tonight. Thanks again.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.